What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Friday morning, November the 15th. Christmas music blaring out in the halls of our business. I don't know about everybody else's.
I got off the elevator. I heard Wham. I said, here we go again. Last Christmas. Oh, gee.
You like that?
I'm still trying to pay off last Christmas's bills.
November 15th, and we're already doing it. So we have in the news this morning several people injured when a school bus and a pickup truck collided. This is Lower Marion Township, Montgomery County. So we're still getting information as far as the investigation on this crash. Happened about 5:30 last evening in the area of County Line Road and Bucksmont Road. So we know that the police were called.
It's Lower Moreland, Lower Marion.
Oh, I apologize. Yep. Lower Moreland Township.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
So we have crews.
That's what I'm here for.
We have crews working to rescue the truck driver who had been wedged underneath that school bus. And so there were cars starting to pile up there. The police were there. First responders were there as they were trying to safely pull this man out. So a lot of community efforts. Great work by the local police there in Lower Moreland Township. This is Montgomery County in the burbs. So officials saying an activity bus was actually transporting Lower Moreland Township school district students at the time of that crash. And they say at least one student suffered minor injuries. So we have that going on. The crash itself remaining under investigation. They said there weren't many students on the bus. This is not right after school. It's 5:30, 6 o'clock in the evening. So they did say that school counselors will be available for students on Friday, if anybody wants to talk about that. So they put that out there if they have any questions. We have Philadelphia police making a big announcement here, the arrest of a suspect in connection to a shooting of five teenagers. This is a Kale & Company News Live follow-up because this has been under investigation since the summer. It was actually Flag Day, if you remember it, mid-June, June 14th, in fact, Greenland Drive, Fairmount Park. This was that pop-up party with hundreds of attendees. And so now we have word of some arrests. 17-year-old Isia Stanley was killed when those two suspects were just, shooting at each other during a huge party.
Yeah, these are the ones that we kind of, I think we had the discussion during one of your newscasts right around when this happened, that these are all coordinated through social media, right? These are not coincidences. These are just not random organic things that just start with one person and balloon into 500. They're all calculated and planned, and then things get out of hand, and of course, we have tragedy.
Yeah, and that's part of, in many ways, that's how police, that's part of their investigation now, standard, is looking through social media, looking through all of their social media, looking online to try to track these individuals. So they did hold a news conference yesterday, and they did announce the arrest of a 17-year-old who they're naming. So that tells you that that person is facing charges as an adult. But this is 17-year-old Zayon Carroll, who is accused of being one of the gunmen involved in that situation. They're still searching for that second suspect. But again, they're crediting great police work, as well as the community's help. They've received a lot of tips on this one to bring this arrest, at least one arrest so far in the case, because a lot of times this does take, the cooperation. If nobody cooperates, and we often say, why isn't anybody cooperating? Because they're afraid of retribution. Mm-hmm. But we had not only one 17-year-old killed, I should mention there were many others injured in that situation. So we have that going on. Just want to update you because, I've been reporting on this all week with what's going on with the Senator Bob Casey Jr., his recount. As I had reported, he did not sign a waiver by that deadline that we had talked about. And thus the recount goes on. This involves the race with Senator elect, as he's been called, Republican Dave McCormick. So they've filed legal action. We had told you about that, and we can update you on a lot of this. So there's further legal action. This is going on in Bucks County. We know there was action regarding Montgomery County, and what they're trying to do in essence is try to stop these counties from counting those undated or misdated mail-in ballots. Some of them are provisional ballots that are just not legal. and attorneys arguing in court that, in fact, these types of issues have already been ruled on. We have precedent. And so now, you know, Republicans are claiming that this is about public confidence, that only legitimate votes should be included in any election results.
He and his party and his lawyers seem to be the only ones still fighting this. Decision Desk HQ called it official yesterday around 2:30, saying it's over. You lost. Dave McCormick is your winner. So,
well, I don't know. The Bucks County Democrat commissioners are
Bucks GOP. I was talking to people last night. They're
you want to play this? This is cut two. This is Bucks County Democrat commissioners violate the rule of law and ignore the PA Supreme Court ruling. Democrat Commissioner Diana Margulies, is that how you say it?
Margulies.
And Bob Harvey voted today to count illegal ballots against the PA Supreme Court ruling in an attempt to aid former Senator Bob Casey.
So these are the Democrats. There's two Democrats. There's one Republican.
Mm-hmm. This is cut two, Phil.
The categories of these ballots.
Your motion is to reject or dismiss the challenges in this category in front of you?
Correct, yep.
Not going to second that, mostly because I think we all know that precedent by a court doesn't matter anymore in this country, and people violate laws anytime they want. So for me, if I violate this law, it's because I want a court to pay attention to it.
Precedent doesn't matter anymore. What is she implying there? Is she referencing something that I'm missing? Since when does precedent not matter?
You know what? I'm going to put that on my phone. If you're ever like, you know, if you're pulled over for speeding or doing anything, any infraction whatsoever, you rob a bank.
Right.
I just need a little cash.
Yeah.
Just play her audio.
Yeah,
there.
Precedent doesn't matter, apparently.
Precedent doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm calling attention. Yeah. To it, by golly.
A court rules on something, and then, it, you know, maybe it goes to an appellate court, and then it goes to a state Supreme Court, and then it goes to the Supreme Court of the United States, the court of last resort, the highest court in the land, or whatever it might be. Yeah, we have precedent. The hell is she talking about? Why are they so? I rhetorical question, I guess, because, you know, Casey and the family, they've been around 400,000 years. I don't understand. Just wave the flag, dude. You lost. It's over.
Bob Casey also came out and spoke, and he's refusing to concede. And he's like, we're going to count all the votes. Cut one, Phil.
Well, the mechanics of that are governed by state law, so I refer you to that. But it's a process that's been invoked, I don't know, in 20 years, so seven or eight times. So this is pretty not out of the ordinary. So we'll just count all the votes.
What a lifeless, unlikable individual.
Now, we should point out, remember...
Sorry, I turned off my own microphone. Sorry, or your microphone.
Oh, okay. Remember back in the day, Dave McCormick in that tight, horrible... Remember that horrible, nasty Senate race with Dave McCormick? He was the one, in essence, who... He has triggered and asked for a recount before. So I should, you know, point that out. That there was a case with Dave McCormick where the last time around, he, in fact, wanted a recount. So to be fair, in this one, the difference is that it has been called because if you look at all the counts and the way that they're going, all of the experts are saying nothing's going to change.
Right.
So the estimates are, and they're all over the place, but at the minimum, this recount costs $1 million. At the max, it looks like $3+ million. And I don't know why it's that big of a variant. Perhaps they're thinking about all the attorneys and the court fights to follow. Maybe that's what that reasoning. But I can't nail down an exact cost of the actual recount. So
I'll tell you, if Pennsylvania ever ends up with another Republican governor, we're going to need a Department of Government Efficiency at the state level to stop this ridiculous spending of taxpayer dollars on stuff like this.
But, it's not just Bucks County, I should point out. I mean, and I've reported this week that we're looking at this, but it's also Philadelphia County. It's also Montgomery County. So there are other counties that are being accused now, and all these RNC lawyers. And I know Sean Farish at one point last night on social media is like, where's the RNC? Because he's not here with us. We've been talking about this. The RNC attorneys, they are on top of this. They are in court. So just so you know, this is not a case where, the GOP is getting played. This is a legitimate court battle with these four counties, there are different issues going on. Number one, that the court battle is that they're fighting in court saying, hey, you guys are counting undated or unsigned and that way illegal ballots.
Yeah, it's one thing to ask for a recount. It's another thing to ask for a recount. And then your reasoning behind it is we want you to count illegal ballots. No.
So we've got that going on. So it, they have to have it counted by noon of November 26th, and then they have to report it by the next day, the 27th. So that's what we're looking at. We won't know until November 27th the actual recount result. So there you have it. We do know the result of our Eagles, as we talked about. Look at our good lawyer, Linda Kearns. She also is just saying that she also filed in Philadelphia late last night. This is breaking news for you. Philadelphia commissioners voting to count the illegal ballots. And that's so that's going on. So she's saying that these filings are continuing in real time. Thank you to our RNC attorney and election integrity attorney, Linda, the great Linda Kearns, who, of course, loves Elvis. So
thank you, Linda.
The Eagles are all shook up. So Eagles, this is so great. Saquon Barkley rushing for 146 yards.
Yeah.
Two fourth quarters. Is he, you know, here's the thing. You look at that and you think about who's getting fired, who let him go. I don't care what anybody says from the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
They're fired.
Yeah.
They're looking at this going, oh my.
Their front office. Who's that? Gettleman? Now Gettleman's gone. I forget who the GM is.
The problem with the Giants is that they didn't have anybody
around. Yeah.
So he was wasted on that team because he didn't have anybody around them.
Yep.
He didn't have a quarterback.
Had a couple of injuries as well, right?
Yeah. He was very injury prone. Mm-hmm. But here's a little bit of
Saquon. Great receiver slot to the near side of the field. They have to get to the 46. Back goes Hurts. Hurts looks, dumps it over the middle. Complete. Barkley. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. 25, 20, down to the 16, Barkley!
Yeah, I tell you what, Barkley bailed them out because Jake Elliott sucked last night.
Didn't he?
Missed field goals, missed extra points.
Hang on.
Here is Jake Elliott to add the 13th point. Ball is spotted, kick is up, and the kick is no good. Oh, my goodness.
I watch his reaction, and his reaction tells you all that you need to know.
I feel for him. I really do. I feel for Jake Elliott.
I need that on the board, Jimmy. I feel for him.
First extra point missed this season.
Yeah, he missed two.
I'm beginning to wonder if Jake took the Commanders plus four.
I gotta say though, the Eagles defense, wow, that they shined, didn't they?
They did, man. That Jalen Carter kid, God, he can eat.
Here's Reed Blankenship.
On first down, Daniels goes back. He lets it fly. It's intercepted. It's intercepted by Blankenship. I believe he caught it.
Yes.
I can't tell.
His third.
Yep. Outstanding job of scooping this ball up. He's trying to decide whether to get up and try and run or just be okay with the interception.
And the defense is celebrating in the end zone.
The defense just... By the way, thank you. That sound all courtesy of our sister station, 94WIP.
Ah, is that where that came from?
Oh, we didn't know.
Look, I look,
some of the audience might not even know who Merrill Reese is.
Yeah.
No, that's impossible.
You never know.
You know, just to jazz up the recount, what if we had Merrill Reese and Mike Quick?
Be great.
In the court there with Linda Kearns and all the attorneys are ready. Oh, I think he's got another one.
Here's Casey. He's looking at the unsigned ballots.
There's he's asleep.
No,
is Mike, he awake?
There's no dates on them. When did denying elections become a trendy, fashionable thing? Back in my day when Randall and Jaws were here and Ed Rundell ran the city and then the state, it was different.
That is awesome.
I think we have a bid here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
The Merrill Reese political moment.
Yeah. Man.
Oh, that's so wrong.
When you look at the swing states, Mike, I can't believe that Trump took all seven. But how does that impact my life inside of Bluebell Country Club?
This is too sweet. This is so good.
And when will they fix Route 202? The potholes are staggering.
Whew. Well, 45 degrees. We heat up to 60 degrees today. Partly sunny skies. Warming up for the weekend. 63 degrees both days, Saturday and Sunday. Bright sunny skies Saturday. A little more clouds and sun on Sunday. Looks like the next chance for any measurable rain is next Thursday. We might get some rain. Still dry. Kale and Company News live.
All right. Thank you very much, Dawn. Could you imagine a 2028 ticket with Josh Shapiro and John Fetterman?
Wow.
The GOP would be in dire straits.
Merrill, that's a bold prediction, sir.
All right. 6:21. Let's get to a Friday Big Take.
The Big Take. On Kale and Company.
All right, today's big take, schooling the Department of Education locally and nationally from coast to coast. Parents, they want their children to receive a great education, not indoctrination. It was October 17th of 1979. Jimmy Carter, then president of the United States, launched the Department of Education. And since then, countless funds have been pumped into our schools. And yet, when you compare our kids' education to other nations globally, we've fallen way behind. In 2025, I hope Donald Trump comes through with his vow to blow up the Department of Education. It's long past due. Here's what Trump said during his campaign. Listen and watch.
And one other thing I'll be doing very early in the administration is closing up the Department of Education in Washington, D.C., and sending all education and education work and needs back to the states. We want them to run the education of our children because they'll do a much better job of it. You can't do worse. We spend more money per pupil by three times than any other nation, and yet we're absolutely at the bottom. We're one of the worst. So you can't do worse. We're going to end education coming out of Washington, D.C. We're going to close it up. All those buildings all over the place, and you have people that in many cases hate our children. We're going to send it all back to the states. Thank you very much.
You can only go up from here, right? Send it back to the states, leave the federal government out of it, the media and the teachers' unions across the country beginning to panic as Trump's Inauguration Day approaches. Headlines like these are everywhere. Axios writes, "What happens if Trump eliminates the Department of Education?" The New York Times writes, is it possible for Trump to shut down the Department of Education? MSNBC, Trump pledges to abolish education department, citing landslide mandate. Kelly Rosinger is an associate professor of education and public policy at Penn State, and she told Axios the following, quote, abolishing the department and the accompanying changes in an effort to strip the federal government of any ability to do good as a way to justify further defunding our public schools and colleges would be a disservice to our children. But if you think about it, based on where American students rank academically compared globally to their peers, I'd argue you're not doing any good to begin with. In fact, you're failing. And don't get me started on these absurd ideologies on college campuses, especially in regards to the rising anti-Semitism. You know, Ronald Reagan, he threatened to eliminate the Department of Education, but never came through. If Trump could pull it off, I think his predecessor would be proud. Thomas Massey, Republican congressman from Kentucky, said, quote, unelected bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. should not be in charge of our children's intellectual and moral development while introducing a bill to kill the department. While not impossible, Trump's odds of pulling this off are very small. According to Politico, Trump would need a supermajority of votes in the Senate, which is 60. Republicans currently have a 53-47 advantage. But Trump could handle the Title IX crisis much more easily. Polymarket gives him a 2-in-1 chance, a 66% chance of accomplishing just that, which of course would mean ending the ability for biological men who identify as female to play in women's sports, go in women's locker rooms, or in women's bathrooms. This is a major issue right now in the Bucks County School District, which is under Democrat control on the school board level. Here's one man at the most recent school board meeting providing context to the growing issue in American schools for biological females, and it's happening obviously right here in our own backyard in Bucks County. Listen and watch this.
One of the things, there's a study that just came out in the UN, back 2 weeks ago. A new study from the UN Special Rapporteur on the Violence Against Women and Girls was recently presented to the UN. The study found that violence against girls and women in sports, that in fact more than 600 female athletes had lost competitors who were born male in a variety of athletics result in female athletes losing almost 900 medals to trans opponents. According to the information, as of March 24, over 600 female athletes in over 400 competitions have lost more than 890 medals in 29 different sports. The replacement of female sports category with a mixed sex category has resulted in an increasing number of female athletes losing opportunities, including medals, when competing against males. The study also points out to the obvious biological advantages concerning males. We've already gone over that. I think that's well. I mean, as far as the Democrats always call themselves the party of science, I wonder where the science is involved there.
It's a great point by a concerned citizen who's done his research, and he's right. I thought the Democrats were the party of science. Didn't you tell us during the pandemic to trust the science? And I thought the Democrats were the party of women. Wasn't this election in many regards about men versus women? Bucks County, now a red county, and I hope that school district's run of blue governance is short-lived because they are out of their ever-loving minds. And why do I want politics and government out of public schools? Well, let's go from Bucks County all the way out to California. As parents went off on a California public school teacher who had a meltdown and threw a temper tantrum in class after Donald Trump won the election. Here is a Hispanic mother putting that teacher on full blast. Listen and watch this.
Can you ensure every parent that is in the teacher's classroom that did all of those racial outbursts will not be bullied? Can you guarantee that no child that has that teacher, that father or grandfather voted for President Trump, will they be bullied? And if so, what are you going to do about it? It is time that the schools, the school districts, stop tolerating hate speech in class. That's right. There should be zero tolerance for hate speech. To say that a Hispanic man wants to be white, that is a racial... Sorry. I'm offended. Yo soy Mexicana. I am Chicana. I am indigenous. And my family voted for Trump. I have family members that also voted for Kamala Harris. But does that give me an excuse or anyone else a reason to racially attack them? No, it doesn't. What are you going to do about this teacher? Because he should be fired. There should be zero tolerance for hate speech. And ma'am, you really need to stop with the grinning. All I see is a room full of parents that are very angry. You need to be respectful. All of you need to be reminded you are public servants. The people pay for you to be there and the people can remove you quickly. You need to remind yourselves that. What are you going to do when children start being bullied because of the hate speech that this teacher was saying in the classroom? Again, can you guarantee any of the parents that their child will not be bullied? Because now you are put on notice. If any child is harassed because of the disgusting rhetoric that was put in the class, now you are legally put on notice. Thank you.
Amen to that, Mom. There were countless parents, mostly of Latino descent there, who voted for Trump, who stood up for their children, who had to endure a white teacher ranting and raving about Donald Trump winning the election and making it about race. You can see more of the videos from a man named Corey DeAngelis, who's a big advocate for school choice. You can follow his work on social media. He's also written a book about parental rights called The Parent Revolution. But Title IX and banning dudes from women's sports will be easier for Trump to pull off than just eviscerating the Department of Education. And I think that's going to happen relatively quickly. I think by the time the 2025 school year starts next fall, it'll be in place. But abolishing the Department of Education is a total long shot. I doubt that that will happen. But then again, Donald Trump was given a 2% chance to beat Hillary Clinton 8 years ago. And as the old poker adage goes, all you need is a chip and a chair. It's all you need. I wouldn't doubt Trump. He's defied odds countless times before. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, big take this morning. If you want to jump in, your thoughts and reaction, Department of Education, Title IX, locally across the nation, you can certainly do so. 855-839-1210, the phone number. On social media, at 1210 WPHT. Also, let it rip in the YouTube chat, youtube.com/@1210WPHT. Excuse me. Hit the like and subscribe button while you're there. We'll come back, get some thoughts on the Department of Education, and then Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Bobby, and the HHS. Oh, this is a good one. The media will be melting down all day long. We'll talk about it, and we'll do that on the other side. It's Kale and Company. Back after this on a Friday morning on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tonight, the Philadelphia 76ers are a point and a half favorite against the Orlando Magic. I would take the points on this. I would take the 76ers plus a 1.5 tonight against Orlando. The NBA is back in FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, as America's number one sportsbook. Wants you to catch all the action. Right now, FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass, and all you have to do to catch every tip-off and buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. So plunk down $5 on the Sixers tonight plus 1.5, and you can get 3 months of the NBA League Pass for free. Just go to FanDuel.com/Greg to make every moment more this season. FanDuel.com/Greg. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of the NBA and 1210 WPHT. 21 and over, President PA. After 3 month free trial, the full price of a League Pass will be automatically charged monthly. Cancel anytime. No refunds, terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one pass per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Whether it's these crazy teachers across the country that are ranting and raving in classrooms in front of kids about Donald Trump winning the election, or if it's Title IX stuff locally here in Bucks County, it was great. Dan Borowski, thank you for sending me the clip of that teacher, or I was not the teacher, the concerned citizen and parent or grandfather in Bucks County. It was a Vimeo video that was like over an hour long from the school board meeting, and I just wanted to give you 60 seconds on that man's presentation. Yeah. Because I think maybe you, Dawn, did you play some of that on your show yesterday? I think Dan,
yes,
told me.
Because I was updating it during the morning.
Okay.
As far as that meeting, and then we aired some of the sound from the actual meeting.
Any takeaways from that meeting, or just the department? By the way, do you think the Department of Education is something that Trump can really send back to the states? It seems like a great idea, but a little bit more difficult than just doing like a Title IX ban.
Well, I would say, as far as locally, I just remember what happened. You know, we all thought the red wave was coming, and Bucks County, that school board, and we're seeing this in real time, what's happening, that a lot of these suburban so-called collar counties that went to the Democrats, or a majority of Democrats. And so how does this all shake out, as we now know everything that has gone on and how they're voting? And then you still have, remember, Bucks County is the county where, for example, some of the moms who filed freedom of information requests, like Meg Brock, mm-hmm, for example, but she's not alone. There were others in Chester County, Montgomery County, Bucks County, that are still fighting through the courts on some of these issues, believe it or not, because these counties do not want to give up that information.
Mm-hmm.
And so now people are learning all of this. Will that impact local elections moving forward?
Right.
And how does that look? As far as Department of Education, I just think that what they've been showing is that we have this bloated bureaucratic government,
mm-hmm,
that's not really serving us.
Yeah. And
you know,
it's a great idea, and I don't understand why people would push back against that aren't involved directly, like with teachers unions, you know, the Randy Weingartens of, mm-hmm, the world. Send it to the states, and much like abortion and other issues, it'll be governed on a state by state basis. And yes, there will be, you know, some sort of, you know, political bias. If you live in a red state, you're not going to have the indoctrination and the left wing stuff. If you live in a blue state, a super hyper liberal state like, you know, California, although all of a sudden you see what Trump did in the election, California looks more red than it's looked in a long time. You're going to have more of a liberal slant and a liberal leaning bias in those states. And then obviously the battleground states will probably be more right down the middle. I have no problem with that. Now, thanks to Politico with a column, you know, you have to have a 60-seat supermajority. Trump and the Republicans do not have that in the Senate right now with 53 to 47. So it seems very far-fetched, but I'm all for blowing up things that don't work. Because to me, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. And when Jimmy Carter created the Department of Education 45 years ago, I mean, Reagan wanted to get rid of it. Trump wants to get rid of it. And all the money, you talk about the Department of Government Efficiency. I mean, you could just, the amount of the millions and millions of dollars that we're spending on each individual student. And I think, Dawn, you've given the number locally. What are we spending per child in the state?
Well, and there have been investigations on this. So I believe it was Todd Shepard is one of the investigative reporters who's looked into this and who actually testified in before our Pennsylvania legislature. So it's, well, if you count all of the monies, the local money, state level money, and federal money, Pennsylvania students get more than $22,000 per student with all of those tax dollars if you look at that investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And I, to your point about all of this, I think a piece of this is think about all the money flying around, whether it's money to Ukraine. Every time we turn around,
yep,
we hear about all these, you know, billion here, billion there. And I think that did have an effect on here in Philadelphia. I've just heard so many different parents saying it is unacceptable that we don't have working HVAC, that we have all this asbestos,
mm-hmm,
that the kids, and we saw it this fall,
yeah,
reporting on it, that they didn't even have air conditioning,
yeah,
you know, on some 90-degree days.
We got to send them home when they just came back to school.
They just came back,
yep,
with all the learning loss. And so I think there is a mood in the country to make government accountable. What does that look like? And, you know, the other piece of it, I'm just going to say, even though I agree that it's interesting to me that somebody like Elon Musk, who's a data guy, he and Vivek Ramaswamy are going to be looking through filing separate reports and then one large report, apparently, within a year and a half to the Trump administration. That was during one of Trump's recent speeches. But, you know, these billionaires issuing recommendations,
mm-hmm,
to lay off or fire federal workers by the thousands, what will that look like?
Yep.
Right before, and think about the timing of that during the next wave of municipal elections.
Yep, absolutely. 855-839-1210. That's how you jump in. Rich is in the Northeast. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Rich.
Good morning, folks. Thank you for what you're doing. That was a brilliant piece of bit for the gal in California.
Yep.
I told the call screener I lived in California. I've been through that ridiculousness. My father was a school teacher. I listened to that liberal progressive stuff in the 70s, in the 80s. It's been going on a long time, and it's high time we did something about it to stop it. And I voted for Trump, obviously. And you guys are on the right track, and I appreciate it. I told the screener I'm about 90 miles north of you guys, and you're actually pulling me away from my radio guy up here.
Oh,
a little bit.
Okay, so, good.
A little bit.
I don't want to pull too hard.
Rich,
a little bit helps.
Rich, what would what can we do to make it a lot?
listen, I my father's family lived in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So I spent some time in Philly in the 60s and the 70s, and in Philly. Whatever you guys can do to bring Philly back would be terrific with what you guys have on the radio, because people need to come back to common sense.
There you go.
Amen.
All right. Aww. Thank you, brother. Appreciate the call. Keep
thank
listening.
You,
you got
Rich,
it.
I'll just say this really quick. I was talking to my sister-in-law last night, Kathleen, and she was talking about Philadelphia. And she says, you know, she had voted for Casey Jr.'s father first couple of times, pro-life. She's a Republican.
Yep.
She's a conservative. But she said, you know, I actually voted for him because of his dad, the first time he ran, and he's not his father. And she talked about that perspective of what Rich just said. Philadelphia, the fact that the Macy's, there are rumors that they might shut that down. She said, Philadelphia is such a great, beautiful city. She said, I can't remember the last time I've gone into the city. Hate to hear that. Hope we can bring it back.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
Amen to that. 855-839-1210. If you want to jump in, if you want to become a big-time listener of this show, we'll pull you away from any show, any station, in any city, in any market. How's that sound? We'll take you from sports stations. We'll take you from music stations. You just come out here and hang out with Uncle Nick, Aunt Dawn, and Greggy. All right? All right. Let's get to Bobby, shall we? If I think I know the mainstream media like I think I do, they are going to be in their feelings this morning. They are going to be eulogizing the Department of Health and Human Services. Science, the day science officially no longer mattered, the day that science and trusting the experts died because RFK Jr. is now heading up the Department of Health and Human Services. Trump yesterday making that official, saying, quote, "I am thrilled to announce Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the United States Secretary of Health and Human Services. For too long, Americans have been crushed by the industrial food complex and drug companies who have engaged in deception, misinformation, and disinformation when it pertains to public health. The safety and health of all Americans is the most important role of any administration, and the HHS will play a big role in helping ensure that everybody will be protected from harmful chemicals, pollutants, pesticides, pharmaceutical products, and food additives that have contributed to the overwhelming health crisis in this country. Mr. Kennedy will restore these agencies to the traditions of gold standard scientific research and the beacons of transparency to end the chronic disease epidemic, and we will make America great and healthy again." Yeah, it's amazing when you look at this from multiple levels, right? You've got big food, you've got big pharma. Stocker mentioned it in the beginning of the show. You've got obesity, you've got diabetes, you've got cancer, you've got cardiovascular disease. We have a mental health epidemic in this country. And what do? We advertise pharmaceuticals. They have protection, and they are not held liable for all the adverse side effects. And what's the solution? Pills. Just give everybody more pills, right? Instead of cutting down your food portions and eating smarter, eating cleaner, and getting your fat ass on a treadmill, what do we do? Oh, Ozempic. Well, let me just jab a needle into my crock pot that's popping out of my stomach, and I'll try to lose 50 pounds because I'm too lazy, or I don't have the time. No, you have the time to be on Facebook, though, scrolling and swiping all day long until you get carpal tunnel syndrome. Stop being lazy. So I'm all for this. I know they're going to label him anti-vax, vaccine skeptic, but I just, when I see the pushback, and I just want to highlight one person. We mentioned her a few days ago because she's ranting and raving over every selection Trump makes for his administration. Liz Warren says, "RFK Jr. poses a danger to public health, scientific research, medicine, and healthcare coverage for millions. He wants to stop parents from protecting their babies from measles, and his ideas would welcome the return of polio. I have a lot of questions for his Senate hearing." By the way, did you know, according to OpenSecrets.com, you can see which politicians bring in money from certain industries.
Yeah.
Liz Warren in 2019 and 2020 raked in $821,000 from pharmaceutical and health products.
Oh, really?
On top of her cush, I don't know, $180,000 salary.
Yeah.
She made almost $1 million in big pharma.
How do politicians get rich? Well, this is one way of that. Listen, I want to say this because I've been very critical of RFK Jr. Mm-hmm. And I am going to continue to be critical of RFK Jr. However, and this is not an endorsement of every view he has, because I think that for the large part, a lot of what he's saying about vaccines is not true. However, the stuff that he says about food and natural immunity and all of this stuff that you were labeled a kook and conspiracy theorist if you said during COVID. A lot of that turned out to be true. The herd immunity stuff, the get outside and get some freaking fresh air, the sunlight, the all of that stuff that you were labeled a kook if you said in 2020 or 2021, now all of a sudden is panning out to be true. And like look at our health records. Look at the health of the American people. It is in an epidemic. It's at epidemic levels, and nobody wants to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to talk about it. We want to talk about guns, and we want to talk about this, and we want to talk about that. But nobody wants to talk about the fact that we're all fat as houses, or we can't get 70% of our children couldn't be in the military because of health issues.
Mm-hmm.
We're killing ourselves because of the crap we put in our body and the medicine that these big pharma companies give us.
Yes. Yes. The only person that's made more money from pharmaceutical companies is Bernie Sanders. $1.4 million. The man who hates capitalism, you know, the guy that also charges $95 for a copy of his autographed book. You know, and then the other thing, too, is I saw a lot of people tweeting yesterday about, you know, how dangerous Bobby Kennedy is. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. So when we talk about trusting the experts and trust the science, think about, and you mentioned, you know, a little bit there with COVID. We were told that the vaccine is 100% safe and effective. Not true. They were either lying or they were dead wrong. Either way, indefensible, right? Then we talk about masks help slow the spread. We've seen countless studies across the globe that show masks made no difference. And then when we talk about the, remember when Fauci was going around and saying, if you get the shot, the virus dies with you.
Yeah.
You can't spread it. All, they were wrong categorically on everything, or they knew and they lied. And then on top of all of it, the mandates were so infuriating, violating our rights as Americans. To me, I have no problem with Bobby. And again, I don't agree with Kennedy on a lot of things. I mean, I thought he would be a nice guy for Trump to add, a nice if he could swing some independence in Trump's favor. And I don't even know that I necessarily need him leading the Department of Health and Human Services. Even if he was just in an advisory role, he is right on some things. And the garbage we put into our bodies.
Yes.
I mean, Dawn, you talk about it all the time, just the ingredients when you're just shopping. Like, if you become a conscientious grocery shopper, you'll realize all the crap on the back of the boxes that kills us, right?
I do this to my poor husband when he goes to like a wholesale club and he goes, look at all those boxes of whatever cereal with the red dyes and the, I don't know, bromophenol,
yeah,
that you can't pronounce.
Stuff you can't pronounce, exactly.
And so I'm like, oh, let's look up this ingredient. Then I look it up. Causes cancer. Banned in like every other first world country except us.
Yes.
You know?
And the stuff that's out there that has not been approved by the FDA.
Coming up at 7:45, I want to play for you. And I want you to, you know, because you hear this in the media all the time about RFK Jr. And like he's being painted in one. But if you really listen to what he's saying over food and food additives and the poisons and stuff. Mm-hmm. He said it to Trump about McDonald's.
Yes.
Yeah.
The crap that we're putting in our body, he is 100% dead on.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, I said this at 6 a.m. I'm going to say it again. Like, what we're doing now is not working.
Yeah.
We are killing ourselves. Cancer rates are through the roof. Heart disease, all that stuff are through the roof. And it's, you know, we're not healthy. We're not a healthy society.
Yep.
So anything in there to kind of break this up a little bit, mm-hmm, and maybe say, hey, you know what? Maybe General Mills and all and Fruit Loops and all the crap that we eat, maybe it's not the best for us. Maybe we should eat more healthy stuff rather than this. Nobody wants to say that because of these big lobbies.
Yep. And look, I'm not interested in a lot of the sideshows and theatrics, so I'll be consistent with this. And I've railed on Marjorie Taylor Greene for doing power cleans in her garage. But just watch Bobby Kennedy when he does bench presses. And remember the video we saw when everybody was training during the primaries? Bobby Kennedy, how old is he? 70? I forget
70.
What it
is. 70? Yeah.
He looks like he's 30 and can play in the NFL.
I want to know, what is he taking?
Oh, he's probably taking something illegal. Yeah.
Peptides and like the hormone.
He's probably on. Yeah, he's probably on. Yeah, he's probably taking HGH. Yeah, but like he's been.
Not just John Belair's creatine. It's
a little super size. Yeah, yeah. He's not just going to GNC and making protein shakes. Yeah, trust me.
There are so many natural things that we could be doing.
Yes.
Rather than, you know, where everybody's like, oh my God, COVID, everybody lock yourselves in your house and wear masks and get the, you know, spray down the mail with bleach and packages. If we would have just said, hey, everybody, you know, get outside,
mm-hmm,
get some fresh air. This virus won't spread outdoors.
Yep.
If we would have done more of that, I mm-hmm think we would have been in a better place. I think it's going to take guys like RFK Jr. to lead us down these paths of more natural things rather than, well, there's a pill for that.
Yep.
Well, there's a pill for that. If that pill doesn't make you better, here's another pill. Oh, by the way, this pill makes you fat as a house,
mm-hmm,
so there's going to be a pill for that, too. Here's some Ozempic.
Well, then, if we find out, if he proves, because he's a lawyer, he's not a doctor, he's a lawyer, and he is a widely respected attorney as far as environmental. He's taken companies like Monsanto to court and won against them.
And the left loved him when he was doing that for the environment. They loved him.
But they shun him when he starts talking about autism, right?
Yeah. No, he's wrong on that.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, then do we get, like, is it like a class action lawsuit? Like, what do we get out of, you know, if people say, wait a minute, I was feeling horrible about myself and I was trying to diet and I was eating all this processed diet foods and couldn't lose the weight, and then it's like this cruel thing, then does everybody get, like, what does everybody get out of that?
Yep.
Rather than just change. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
We get damages.
These people have been so wrong about so many things. I'm just thinking back to the pandemic when I was down in Nashville, the SEC decided to play college football with stadiums in 2020. And then they went back to full stadiums in 2021. And the left and the mainstream media were, oh, my God, there's 103,000 Trump supporters watching Alabama play Georgia. It's a super spreader event. Yep. And all those people ended up being just fine.
Yeah.
855-839-1210. Dawn will have some news to kick off hour number two. And then Matt Gaetz, a lot of pushback. Is he going to be confirmed in the Senate? A very interesting next level theory from a fellow radio host that I want to float out, because I wouldn't rule this out. It's Kale and Company, and we're back after this.
You know, DuckDuckGo, which is a free browser that provides the most comprehensive online privacy protection in one cute little app with a little duck, DuckDuckGo, powerful privacy protections by default, including its search engine that does not track you at all. I've talked about it for years. Local company that started out locally. And every time you use DuckDuckGo, it's as if you've never been there before. Millions of people use DuckDuckGo as their go-to browser to protect their everyday online activities, from searching to browsing, let's say emailing and more. And you know, I've used it for years, but this is why when I heard about Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo, you know, I had to try it out. And so far, I love it. This is a 3-in-1 privacy subscription service that really helps protect your personal information from being exploited by those hackers, those scammers, those privacy invasive companies. And as I say, it's from DuckDuckGo, which I've known for years. So that's why I trusted it. That's why I wanted to try it, because I've been impressed so far with the original product. So Privacy Pro, DuckDuckGo has a VPN. What does that mean? It secures your Wi-Fi connection. And that means, I've talked about this, whether we go on a trip, we're out of town, we're at a hotel, I'm getting my hair done, I pull up, it says, not a secure connection. And then you think to yourself, what could possibly go wrong, right? And maybe you've done that, where you've said, what's gonna happen? I was in the coffee shop the other day. You know, and so you think all the time, you look all the time around, right? You look around and you say, well, am I safe in this environment? But I'm not talking about a physical person that you can see. This is an invisible predator that can essentially invade your privacy anytime, anywhere. So I think of Privacy Pro as like the Rambo of privacy companies. And so for personal information removal, this is one thing that I love. And on desktop devices, whether it's Mac or Windows, I will tell you, we're all public people nowadays, okay? So with social media, all of that, just search your name online. I'm telling you, you may be shocked at what you find, how many of these sites are selling your information about you. Privacy Pro is going to help you remove your personal information from those creepy sites so they cannot share it or sell it. And when I talk about the VPN, so your Wi-Fi connection is safe, that's anywhere, anytime, they also have this identity theft restoration. So if your identity gets stolen, this has happened to me twice, excuse me, DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro is actually going to help you restore it. So here's the thing, you can get all of this for $9.99 a month. As my listener, go to DuckDuckGo.com/1210. You will get a 7-day free trial on us. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Do this. Try it out. Tell Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.